Seeker, welcome to the Awakening Her podcast. I am so grateful that you've been led here, and I'm excited for you that you're answering the call to manifest more magic in your life by mastering the law of attraction. So cool. My name is Talia, and I'm committed to cutting the fluff and showing you exactly how to manifest more excitement, ease, success, abundance, confidence, love, and anything else you've been craving. So if you're ready to crack the code on manifestation, amplify your intuition, and play in the quantum. We are now besties. Let's do this. Hello, my love. Welcome back to the Awakening Her podcast. How are you doing today? I am so excited to be back here with you. Hello. If you are new to the show, hey, hey, it is so nice to finally meet you. My name is Talia Joy. Welcome to my cozy corner of the internet where we talk about all things manifestation with so much more. So I am a manifestation mentor. I'm an intuitive. I'm a channel. I'm an activator helping you to step into your next level. And I know, and you may already know, that behind the scenes, it's not only about transformation and manifesting abundance and thriving in your business and your life. It's not just about that. Your soul is calling you into the next version of you, the next level of you, which includes the magic, includes the manifestation. But the call for you, the pull for you to create the best fucking life possible is coming from your soul. And that's a really exciting place to be, because the truth is, if you've found your way to this show, you are an old soul and you are on the precipice of something massive, which is what we are talking about today. Today, we're talking about the goo phase and the shift. I'm going to talk about what these phases are and how I know that you are in that, especially if you start really resonating with everything that I'm saying, and it's going to be really fun. So today we're talking about 11 signs that you're ready for your big shift. It also shows in these signs that you are in the goo phase. As I say, I'll break down in a second. But before we dive in, I wanted to invite you to a couple things that are going on, especially if you resonate with this episode. These are literally for you. But the first thing going on is an energy clearing session coming up really soon at the time of this episode release. And that is called Let It Go. It's on March 14th, 2024. It is an energy clearing session where we are combining breath work with chakra clearing, with somatic work, with intuitive channeling. We are creating a really safe space for you to expand into your next level, to release what you've been holding, whether it's frustration or stuck or stagnant, or maybe it's just fear that comes up around your next level. When you think of that next income goal or business goal or life goal, maybe it makes you a little bit like, ooh, inside. Bring that to the session. Let it go. A big part of moving forward is releasing. If you think of the leaves on the tree, the tree has to drop those old leaves for the buds to be able to come in the spring, which, by the way, at the time of recording, it is technically almost spring and I am aching for it on the Pacific Northwest over here, but I digress. So I am going to help you to let it go. We're going to be doing different releasing techniques. You are going to leave feeling lighter, feeling as if your energy field has expanded, so more magnetic. You're always going to feel relaxed and rejuvenated and just like you've had like a deep clean to your energy, which always feels so good. So join us in Let It Go. The link to that is below. And after that, there is a big event coming up called The Shift. It is a two-day self-growth weekend. You guys, join me in this powerful experience as I help you to navigate the goo phase. There's a couple of key things that you need as I'm going to get into this episode, but this is a time of shedding the old and stepping into the new. And there are key things that help you to move forward, to discover more of who you truly are, to embody that next level, to release what has held you back, old identities, old programming, and then to raise your vibe and expand your vibe and really step into that next level. It's a thing, it's a process, and I cannot wait to guide you in that. So I am so deeply excited My heart is full. My heart is open for what is going to happen in these 2 days. So if you want to get to know me a whole lot better, I would love to get to know you a whole lot better. And I would love for you to join us in the shift. At the time of this episode release and the time of the recording, we are in the early bird phase. So you can save $111 right now if you join. There's also payment plans. And what you're going to get out of this event is just a life-changing experience, tools, modalities, and a real shift that you can feel inside. And I don't say this lightly. It's where you leave different. You learn things you cannot unlearn. You experience things you cannot unexperience. This is part of your awakening journey. You are worth it. And it's an honor to be on this journey with you and to help facilitate this huge transformation that you are in. So check the links below. And if you have not come over to Instagram and found me over there, I welcome you over. Come over to the social community at Taliyah Joy Manifestation, where I'm doing all the Instagram things, you know, posting the things, stories, reels, you know, the drill. I would love to connect with you over there as well. Okay, so we're going to dive in and we're going to talk today about 11 signs, because I did 11 on purpose, that you are ready for your big shift. And before we get into the 11 signs, the first thing that I really want to break down is the goo phase and the shift and what the heck I'm talking about. If you've been around the block with me, you probably know what I'm talking about. But this is such an important time in your transformation, in your awakening. So I look at the awakening journey, which is one that you're on, even if you came here like just for manifestation and you don't, you know, go beyond that or haven't yet, or maybe you've been a knee-deep seeker your whole life. The awakening journey is the journey where we awaken, yes, right? Transformational, so wise, where we awaken from the reality and the perception that we're just humans and we're limited in this experience and everything is very linear and I am, you know, my profession or my ethnicity or my identity or how much money I make or, you know, whatever it is, we awaken out of realizing or out of feeling that we are a human with all of our human shit, because you and I, we've both been through a lot of stuff, and we awaken into the realization that there is so much more. So it's actually a point in your soul's evolution that you start not just learning that you're actually a soul having a human experience, but it's a remembering. Because as I say these things, as you learn these things or relearn these things, it really truly is a remembering that you are part of something so much bigger, that you have the power to co-create, to create a beautiful life. You start learning about things like law of attraction and manifestation as part of the awakening, because your soul is at this point where you are now an old soul. You could be very old or new to old. It sounds funny, but just like humans, right? An old person, it could be, you know, 70, 80, or it could be 112. So you are an old soul and you are going through this remembering of who you truly are, which is a huge shift in life. So you came to this experience on a soul level. On a soul level, you chose to become human and come into this experience. I fully believe that we chose our parents, the key players in our life. I believe there's a lot of people that we have had connections with before, whether we call them soulmates or twin flames or whatever. We have soul families that we have traveled with, and they can show up as best friends. They can show up as parents, whether it's a quote unquote good story or not a good story. There can be, you know, key people in your life. It could be grandparents. It could be your pastor. It could be a friend that changed your life, a mentor, an author. There's lots of people that we come into contact with that we are meant to learn from. So that's not what this episode is about. But when you are in this awakening, you are coming back into this realization, holy shit, I am meant for more. And there is so much more to this life than just the current reality. So I remember when I was in my eating disorder back in the day, I was very much in the physical and it was like, I was my weight. I felt like that's all that mattered. I was very lost in my own traumas and the stuff I had learned about myself and depression and anxiety. And I was really in the human experience, like in the depths of the darkness. And I know that you've been there in your own way. And as I started healing, I went to eating disorder counseling and I started to realize that it wasn't just about like, let's talk about your past, let's talk about your childhood. It was like I was going through this whole shedding of moving out of just being a human and being so about the human stuff into the energy, into what am I meant for? And I kept getting these whispers, you're meant for more, you're meant for more. And at the time I was so I was so in my struggle that I didn't really know. I thought it was like, you're meant for more like mental well-being, which is very true. That was also accurate, but it was like, you're meant for more. You're meant to remember your magic, to use your magic, to create a completely different life for yourself. Like basically you're meant for transformation. And that was, I know what you're meant for as well, if you're here listening to this. And that is what I really received is like, holy shit. So not only did I recover from disordered eating, but I stepped into a whole other area of myself, including my intuition and my channel and my purpose and deciding to help others and start a business. And the whole thing just took off. That's an awakening. Yours may look completely different because an awakening has almost nothing to do with physically what's happening. It can be very chaotic. It could be something that inside a lot changes, but not even a lot on the outside seems to change. But maybe inside you're growing more curious. We're going to get into all that. But an awakening is basically when you awaken from being quote unquote only human into realizing that you, the human part, is just the meat suit that carries you around this time around, but you are a soul on a journey, on a ride, and your soul is calling you to wake up. It's calling you to experience more of itself. I know for some of you that'll really make sense. To others, it might sound, you know, not like proper English, but this is what it is we are remembering, we are experiencing more of ourselves, more of our magic, more of our ability, more of who we truly are, because you are more than just the human. So in this awakening journey, what I realized in writing my book, which I promise it's coming, we're working on it. But as I wrote this book, I had breakthrough after breakthrough of realizing, and this isn't a mistake, but the process of manifestation mirrors the process of awakening. And the process of awakening mirrors the process of transformation. So in order to manifest, we are actually transforming, because maybe you're transforming your bank account or your health or your life circumstances or your career or your inner well-being or your gut or your mental well-being, like whatever it is, it's a transformation. It's going from one thing, completely going through a process and coming out the other side in a different reality. So it might be debt to having $100,000 in your savings. Or it might be anxiety and depression into thriving mentally and physically. That's a transformation. And that mimics and is exactly the same as the process of awakening. We are going from one way of being into a complete refinement system, refinement process to come out a whole other way of being. So that's what we're talking about, is the goo phase. Is why I call it the goo phase, is because in the transformation of the butterfly, I know a lot of you know this already, but it's so important and fascinating to dive into this. So in the transformation of the butterfly, the caterpillar is doing its thing. And I want you to hear this, because what we're talking about in this episode, the caterpillar is on the ground. So it's a ground-dwelling animal. So that is us when we are in our 3D human experience, where we're very much just relating to the 3D and we kind of think that's all that there is. We're on the ground, that's all we know. We eat one type of way, we, you know, do things, you know, our life is on the ground. And then out of nowhere, the caterpillar, and of course, scientists can't actually get inside the mind of the caterpillar, but they've studied it a lot. So what happens is the caterpillar starts to act different. All of a sudden, its energy or its behavior changes. It actually starts eating a lot and then tapers off its eating. And then it will only dwell in a small, like maybe even just a few square feet. It'll start sticking close to where it's about to build its cocoon, and it slows right down. It starts getting slower and slower. One day, you know, in divine timing, it finds a proper branch, a place that is good to make a cocoon. it starts spinning a cocoon out of something that comes out from it. Like it doesn't take, you know, plant matter, like the way an eagle makes a nest out of sticks. It doesn't get it from anywhere. It creates the spool or whatever, the threading from within it, spins a cocoon, or what's called a chrysalis, actually, for the butterfly. It spins a chrysalis, it zips itself inside somehow, and then completely starts breaking down into goo. So before I did this extensive research, when I was writing the book, I actually thought that maybe the caterpillar body like stayed the same and it just sprouted wings or something. I didn't know all of this, but I've been sharing it with you guys, you know, on the show for over a year. So a lot of you have heard this now, but it completely breaks down into goo. And there is no digestive system, no nervous system, no eyes, no stomach, no brain, nothing. It goes into goo. If you were to cut open the chrysalis at that point, it would just pour out. It would probably look like snot. It would just pour out. And it stays as goo in this chrysalis, being held by its outside casing. And then when the time is right, this is the most insane part of the transformation of the butterfly. When the time is right in divine timing, there's a cell that is inside the caterpillar originally that scientists have quote unquote no idea what it does or no idea of its function. It reminds me of the spirit molecule in humans, but it has this cell that does quote unquote nothing. And then as the whole thing breaks down into goo, this cell, even though, as I say, the brain's broken down, the stomach, everything, this cell turns on and they call it an imaginal cell. And its job is to literally imagine itself as a butterfly and give direction to the other cells. Basically, it's a cell that turns on and then starts going, okay, guys, this is what we're going to do. We're going to build up like this. And all the cells start doing its job and taking form. And it starts cell by cell, building back up into a butterfly, a completely new creature with nothing the same as before. No, the stomach's not the same, the eyes aren't the same, nothing. Completely builds up into a new creature. And of course, inside the chrysalis, it builds and builds and builds until the time is right where it is ready to break out of the chrysalis. It comes out, it hangs off of it for a little bit. If any of you have seen that, its wings get to dry. And then again, when the time is right, like who the fuck decides this? Spirit does. But when the time is right and the wings are dry enough, it takes a leap off the branch and flies for the first time ever. It has never flown before. It doesn't know how to do it. There's no mama butterfly showing it how. It takes a leap. And all of a sudden, it is a creature that flies in the sky. Its diet is different, like completely different. Its perspective, its point of view is different. It uses wings instead of legs. I mean, of course they have legs still, but it uses wings to soar. It flies in the sky instead of crawling on the ground. Now its home, like its landscape, however square miles or kilometers or whatever, is now totally different from where like a caterpillar lives into where a butterfly travels to. And then some butterflies, of course, monarchs and whatever, travel continents. So there's so much in this that's so magical. But the goo phase is that center point. And for us in an awakening, the goo phase is where we do not resemble what we were. I do not resemble anything of what I used to be. People that knew me from high school, people that knew me in eating disorder times, people that knew me, I swear, even 5 years ago, there's so much of me that is different. There are fundamental beliefs. My identity is different. The way I think about myself, even the way I think about my trauma, the way I think about my past, everything is so different. But I'm also not yet exactly 100% where I'm going, right? We are in this goo phase where you're not where you were, but you're not yet in the fullest expression. You're not yet in your full magnetism. Maybe you are already a butterfly and there's even higher ground that you want to move into. Either way, it's that in-between phase. And in this in-between phase, It can be a lot of different things. There are a lot of ways that it can be very magical, but as I'm going to get into with these 11 signs, I know I am getting to them, but it's just really important for you to understand this. Some of them are like chaotic because look at your goo, you're nothing what you were. And also in our physical reality, we have jobs, we have kids, we have friends, we have relationships, we have people that have known us as those previous selves that keep reflecting that back to us. And we need to have boundaries and we need to make new decisions. All things we'll talk about in the shift, by the way. We need to shift our identity. We need to know what's really important to us now and what our priorities and our values are moving forward. And that's a big shift. So that can feel very up and down. The goo phase can feel like you have no clarity. You don't know what the heck to do. Like you're sitting in a lack of clarity, which is okay if that's what you're feeling, because it is really like, again, goo. It's not where you were. It's not anything familiar. And you don't yet have the nervous system regulation or the visions embedded in you yet that it's a new reality, right? Where you're going. It's like it still feels over there. And it's this total in between. So what I want to say is as I go through these signs, I want you to know that you are on the right path. And this is what awakening and manifesting and ascension looks like. There has to be a breakdown. There has to be a breakdown of the old to make space for the new, which we're also going to talk about in the shift weekend, because a breakdown is one of its own phases. It's actually within the goo phase because everything starts breaking down. Relationships may end, jobs may end, ways of being. I know sometimes like my own way of being, whether it's tendencies, reactions, addictions, compulsions, numbing, distracting, whatever, these things, they get more and more crippling to the point where they come up in their face, in your face, and something happens where you have a big upset and your spirit team, your soul is trying to get your attention to be like, look, some of this stuff needs to be released in order to move forward. We need to release some old ways of being. We need to release some old identities, some old beliefs, some old reactions, some old habits in order to truly transform into who you are becoming. That's why I'm doing a deep dive 2-day event, because the first day is going to be a lot about what this means and the releasing and the shedding and the activating of who you truly are. And then the second day is the pivoting and that new energy, that expansive energy field, those visions, that new energy, because that's what it takes, is releasing, shifting, making a big shift, a big change within yourself, and then embodying and carrying that energy forward. That is a transformation. That is whether you want to manifest more money, you're looking to heal something in your life, change your life, or you're just on this freaking awakening journey. This is exactly the same process. So let's dive into the signs, and I'm going to break them down as we go. I won't go on and on because there's 11 of them, but I really want you to understand why you're experiencing this. So number one is feeling disconnected. So you might start to feel disconnected from your current life, or like it doesn't fit anymore. There may be times when like your friend group or the habits you're doing, or even things you used to love to do, don't quite feel right anymore. There may be relationships that you feel like you can't relate anymore. You feel kind of disconnected, like you're almost drifting away from your life, if that makes sense. So that can be very unsettling. So we might start to feel disconnected from the people around us or our passions. Maybe you're just doing the same old things, or your job just doesn't bring you joy and you're starting to feel disconnected from these things. This is because your soul is starting to awaken you to more. It's starting to show you that like these old circumstances don't fit you anymore. You're evolving, you're changing. It's not that you're better than them or anything like that. It's just you're morphing, and you might start to feel disconnected from the life that you've been living. Like it doesn't quite fit anymore. Sign number two is your stuff is coming up. So I know, you know, you've been on a self-growth journey for a long time. You've been working with like limiting beliefs and healing and all this stuff for quite a long time. So there's often times where you may start feeling, I thought I dealt with this already. I thought I moved through this abandonment stuff or the sadness or the grief or the anxiety or, you know, negative thoughts, whatever it is. It's like, I thought I've dealt with this and it's coming up again. So you may start experiencing intense emotions such as sadness or anger, confusion, even just fear over your next level. You might be feeling great in general, but every time you go to that really big thing, ask for the promotion, start your own business, want to manifest way more money, all your stuff comes up. Your fear, your negativity, your grief, your anger, confusion, I don't know what to do, right? All this stuff's coming up. That is part of the awakening journey. That is part of the goo phase. It's coming up to be seen, to be processed, to see what is in this for me. So it's really useful when all your stuff is coming up to go, huh, curious, interesting. I wonder why that's coming up. And that's a really good way to deal with it in these times, because it's just your fear and your stuff that wants to be alchemized so that you can move on. So by the way, all these things are things we will be doing in the shift. So if you are resonating and feel called to join, just know I will be taking you step by step through these things. So number three is that you may be experiencing increased sensitivity. So this is where it might seem random, but you're more sensitive to people's energy. If you're an empath, you might be feeling more sensitive to the people around you, to their pain or chaos or tension. Oof, it's the worst. But you might notice an increased sensitivity even to your own emotions. You might be feeling more tender, more sensitive, more emotional. That's okay. Emotions are a beautiful thing that are part of this process. So you might also, it might be sensitivity, as I said, to like stimulus, to noise, to say there's, you know, music going on that's too like tingy or whatever. You might start to find yourself more sensitive, and that happens. It doesn't happen to everybody all the time, but it happens to a lot of people going through an awakening. As you're raising your vibration, you're actually tuning in to higher vibration frequencies that aren't the lower physical vibration. They're more like the energetic. So this includes intuition, which I'll be getting to in a second, but you just might feel more energy, feel more emotion. It's normal. We can work with that. You can learn tools to not be as sensitive if you wish, but ultimately it is a good thing. We just need to learn how to work with it so that we can function. Trust me, that's like my life. Okay, so the fourth one, a sign that you're in and ready for a big shift, is you may have been experiencing a spiritual flu. So if you've never heard of a spiritual flu before, these are times when you may get sick. You may find that you have fatigue, headaches, pain, nausea. You might be feeling floaty. You might even have digestive issues. I think I said headaches, but that's a really common one when we're upgrading. So what's actually happening here is your body is adjusting to a vibration shift. And your body needs time to process and release. A big theme here is releasing the old. So a spiritual flu, on top of actually feeling like a flu, it could also just be where you're drained and you're like extra exhausted. You feel depleted. You feel like you have nothing left. It's common to have, as I said, nausea, even diarrhea or extra like mucusy stuff. And this is literally your body trying to get rid of what you've been holding on to physically and energetically. It's just like, okay, gross warning, trigger warning, gross warning. If you have to puke or you have diarrhea, it's because you have a physical virus or a bacteria or something in your body that your body's got to get rid of, right? So if you throw up, the intention isn't to like, oh God, stop the throw up. It's actually, you have to get rid of something that's in you, whether it's, you know, food poisoning or it's a virus or whatever. So it's very much the same, where we'll go into phases where you might just get really achy, really headachy, and life might call you to lay in bed for a couple days, watch a few movies, rest. You might feel really bad, or it might just be like, I don't know what's going on with me. Like, I'm so low energy, or I just want to lay down. And it might last a few days. It might even be a week, but it's a time when your body is asking you to surrender to the upgrade. And it may not feel good, but trust in the process. And for any of you women that have periods, that's the same thing as when we're on our bleeding time, it's actually releasing. So it helps us to release what is going on and what is coming up. But this one was, you may have been experiencing the spiritual flu. So number five is that you have a strong desire for change. So you might feel a massive desire to change, and it might even be like your career, your living situation. You might want to move to a new country. You might want a divorce. You might want to take a new certification out of nowhere, or learn Spanish, or spend a year in Bali. Like, you might just get this desire for a strong change. You might want to move. You might want to change your friends or take a new class. It might be something internally where you're like, fuck that. I want to be more fit, or I want to be more healthy, or I want to meditate, or whatever it is. And you have that strong desire. So a really big sign here that you're actually ready for the shift, because in the actual shift, like the process, you are embodying and starting to make new decisions. That's why you're like actually in a shift. So these signs are that you're ready for a shift. And then as you move into actually shifting, that's where you start making new decisions. You start seeing things differently. You start actively building yourself back up as the butterfly. So in this strong desire for change, the goo phase is the strong desire for change. And when you're actually ready for the shift, that's the place where you start taking huge responsibility of what's going on. And you start saying, you know what? I need to be the one to change this. Life isn't going to change for me. Life's not going to slow down. I hope to get more abundant, but I can't wait for everything. Like, until I have the money, until I have the time, until the kids grow up, or I have to wait until I'm older, or when, you know, when life calms down, that's never going to happen. So when you have this strong desire for change, you're in the goo phase. And when you feel ready for change, when you're like grounded in, which by the way, are the people I love working with, the line in the sand has been drawn. The line in the sand is like, fuck this, I'm ready for change. Even if I'm meditating 5 minutes a day, I'm making that change for myself. That is the place where you start moving into the actual shift. But in this, you know, signs that you're ready for the shift is this really strong desire for this shift, for to change things up, to shift things up that no longer resonate, because you're seeing even more clearly, I can't take this where I'm going. This may have gotten me here, but it's not going to get me to where I've got to go, right? So there may be habits, tendencies that you need to release, and that's becoming stronger and stronger within you. It's literally your soul saying, sweetie, if you want to move forward, these are the things that need to shift up. So the next one, I don't even know what number I'm on. I think it's 6. The next one is synchronicity. So we all love these in the community, right? So increased synchronicities, repeating numbers, angel numbers, meaningful coincidences, things where like the same person recommends, a bunch of different people recommend the same book in a week, or you somehow cross paths with like a new podcast or mentor, or like a speaker, a book, something, a documentary. These coincidences happen that bring you the information right as you need it. Or maybe you've just been like looking for a new, even if it's something that's not as deep, but like, oh, I was looking for a new gym. And then all of a sudden a new gym comes in with like a great deal. And you're like, what the? So it can be, you know, everyday coincidences, or it can be just all of these weird synchronistic events that start happening, repeating numbers, answers coming to you as you desire them. That is a really big sign that you're in a good zone, is when you're starting to see more and more of these. So even if you're feeling low, but you're seeing angel numbers, just hold on and know that this means you're on the right path, even if it doesn't feel like you feel amazing right now, but you're still seeing those numbers or having synchronicities, you are on the right path. Trust the process. So number 7 is heightened intuition. This goes along with the extra sensitivity. So you may notice that you're hearing your inner guide more. And by hearing, some people, it's sensing, it's knowing, it's just feelings, a strong pull or strong inner guidance. For me, I'm clairaudient. So a lot of what I receive, I hear. I also have clairvoyance, which is where you see messages or whatever in your mind's eye. I'm also clairsentient, which is feeling. There's a lot of different types. However it comes to you, you have these gut knowings. You have this truth coming forward. Often it is about the things that need to change or the stuff that's coming up, but heightened intuition, like, I don't know, something here isn't right, or I don't know why, but I'm really drawn, or I feel like I need to start my own business and help others, or I feel like something's not quite right in my gut or with my diet. There's a shift that needs to be made, you know, or I feel like I need to go to Japan and I have no idea why. Whatever it is, whether it's your everyday intuition or it's deep intuitive guidance coming forward, you're going to have that heightened intuition as you go through this phase. So I think it's 8 is a deeper spiritual connection or a yearning for a deeper spiritual connection. So you might be starting to feel a deeper connection to universe, God, higher self, angels, whatever, you know, resonates best with you, even Mother Earth, so freaking powerful. So you may have a deeper connection or be yearning for a deeper spiritual connection, going like, how do I connect with my spirit team? Or how do I connect with my soul? How do I start a new relationship with God or universe? Or, you know, what does that mean to me? You might be experiencing all that. In fact, I know you are. And this is literally your soul, your higher self guiding you toward your highest life path, asking you to remember that magic we were talking about at the top of the episode. So remembering more of your spirit and what is possible for you. So you'll definitely be yearning for a deeper spiritual connection and starting to explore that in this goo phase and in your shift. So number 9 is releasing old patterns. So you've been in this growth journey for a hot minute. I know that you've been working on limiting beliefs and letting go of patterns and letting go of habits, relationships, dynamics that aren't serving you. That is just another sign that you are on the right path, that you're in this goo phase, because as I said at the beginning, the releasing actually shows that you're moving in a better direction. Right? If you imagine someone in an unhealthy relationship, as soon as they release the relationship, right there, they're headed in a better direction or in the quote unquote right direction for their well-being and their health and all of that. So even though you may feel like there's more to go, or like you're unsure, or as you go for your next big level, like shit comes up, or you default back into coping strategies, it's okay. The fact that you have been releasing, though, that you have been shifting, is just that sign that you're on the right path. And we may be shifting and releasing for the rest of our lives. So there's no end result. The fact that you're in the self-growth work means that you're on the right path. It means that you are an old soul. It means that you're in an awakening, and it means that you're on the precipice of something really big. So number 10, we've only got 2 more. So the number 10 reason that you know you're ready for your big shift and that you're in the goo phase currently, ready for that huge next level, is that you've been starting to feel better. So even if you've had those moments, like I say, where we feel like we digress or we feel anxious or whatever, totally normal, but you've been feeling better more often. You've been feeling more genuine gratitude, genuine joy, even when you haven't yet manifested the $1 million, or even when not everything on the outside is all tickety-boo and sorted out. You've been feeling better. You've been consciously creating that within yourself. This is such a key part. And like, ugh, day 2 of the shift event is going to be next level for this. But you have been accessing higher vibrations. Maybe you've been taking more time to go on walks, to be in nature, to meditate, to listen to episodes like this and do your own self-growth work. Maybe you've been dancing and feeling better and making decisions from more joy and more pleasure. You have been accessing those higher vibrations. That is the sign. That is such a strong sign that you are ready to release the old, and that you are ascending, that you are manifesting, that you are moving forward, and that you're going through your shift, and that you're ready for even more high vibes. Because high vibes do come as we release old vibes. We reach for higher ground. We want more. We desire more peace. We reach for it while simultaneously releasing and letting go the shackles that have held us low. And we just automatically start feeling better and better overall. So that's such a great sign that you are on the precipice of something massive, that you are ready for your big shift, and that you are in this transformation. So the last one, which is in some ways the best one, the number 11 sign that you are on the verge of your big shift, that you are ready for a massive transformation, is that you know that you are on the verge of something huge. The sign is that you know it in your bones, in your heart, in your soul. You feel a big change coming through. And although it may not be totally clear now, you sense that all of this is leading you somewhere big. And that is a massive sign. If I said to you, do you feel like you're on the cusp of something really big, really transformative, really like a year from now, you're going to be living so much more expansive, so much more magnetic. You're going to be more successful, more abundant, more healed, more healthy. Do you feel that? Do you feel that you're on the verge of something huge, that you are in the process of manifesting something, that you're meant for more? That is a huge sign. Because when we know that, when we go like, I don't know why, but I know that big stuff is happening. I have a gorgeous client who, even when she's struggling, she says like, it's about to look real good on paper. And I freaking love her. But it's, you know, deep down, no matter what your life is saying to you right now, you know, it's about to look real good on paper. And all those things that have already been shifting and feeling better and more expansive, and the money you've already manifested, the success you've already created, it's about to get so much more. So if you can feel that, if that twinges your soul, if your soul right now is going, yes, 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 you are meant for so much more. This is, you're on the verge, you're on the cusp, you've been doing so much self-growth work, you are so ready, that is your biggest sign that you are ready. So if these resonate with you, even if just a few of them resonate with you, congratulations, you are ready for your shift, you are in a huge pocket of awakening and well-being and manifestation. So I highly invite you and welcome you into the shift event. And if for some reason it doesn't work out for you right now, or you don't join, just know that these are all such good signs of where you're headed. And it's time to start telling yourself even more, I'm ready for big things, show me my next step, and get really brave and bold and double down on your devotion to yourself. Double down on the devotion to the commitment to cultivating the best life. And that doesn't mean that you have to do anything extreme, but it's really caring about how you feel. It's moving into a life that feels better, following all these signs, exploring your intuition, you know, really following that strong desire to change. Seeing the stuff that comes up as, huh, that's interesting. Do I want to take that forward, right? What really does resonate with me? Because this is the in-between where you get to choose. You get to shed what no longer works for you, and you get to choose who you want to be, which is just more you because you're incredible and you don't need to change, but you get to choose, who do I want to be in this life showing up? Who do I want to be going forward? What kind of life do I want? What does a freedom lifestyle truly mean to me? What do I want to create for myself? And who? How do I want to treat myself? What do I want, you know, my daily practice to look like? And how do I want to feel in my day? This is the place, the in-between, where you are forming the next phase of your life, which is the butterfly. You're forming all of those new neural pathways, a stable nervous system, new habits, new ways of thinking, new ways of being. So depending on where you are in this journey, continue on that self-growth journey. That is the thing that will unlock all of it. Whether you have a business, you're looking for love, you want to make more money, you're healing your body, all of it is going to come, if these resonate with you, all of it is going to come through deepening and surrendering into this phase of awakening. Deciding what you want moving forward, and then really investing that into yourself. The time, the exercise, the stretches, the meditation, the financial investment that you may feel called to make, the doing the yoga practice, showing up in your life, showing up into those things that you say that you want, because you are the one driving the bus. And you've been through so much. You have survived, you're here, you've been in the self-growth work, you have so many tools, your soul is calling, here we are, right in this minute. And it is your choice on how you want to move forward, how you want to feel, how you want to be, because you truly did sign up for a life of massive growth, or you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be on this show. You wouldn't be interested in manifestation and awakening and, you know, all of this stuff that you are, astrology, human design, you know, all this deeper stuff, this self-growth stuff. You wouldn't be interested in that if you weren't an old soul and you hadn't signed up for an expansive fucking experience this time around, where you truly do get to have the freedom, the abundance, the expression, the purpose, the fulfillment that you've been going for. And right now, you are in a very important place. You are doing such a great job. It's such an honor to be with you in this journey. I know the goof phase well. I know the shift well. It's not always easy, but damn, it is the most worth it. So I can't wait to see you in the clearing session as well as in the shift self-growth weekend. And I can't wait to see you in the next episode. Okay, take care, seeker. Namaste. Love you lots. Hey, thank you for listening to this episode. It truly means a lot, and I really, really hope that it served you. I invite you to check out the show notes. There's all sorts of action down there, including the Awakening Her Daily Practice, which is a beautiful daily practice to process your emotions and manifest what it is that you want. In the show notes, you'll also find the Awakening Her Manifesting Apparel store, how to reach me on Instagram and Facebook, as well as some one-to-one opportunities. So make sure to check that out. And I'll see you in the next episode.